Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're going through the Children's Catechism, and we've looked at God, who God is, what God is. We've looked at theology, the study of God, and then we've looked at scriptures, how God has revealed himself through the scriptures, and then we've looked at man, how God made Adam and Eve and us. He made Adam and Eve our first parents. He made them male and female, boy and girl, after his own image, and he made them with a body and a soul. And he made them holy and happy. And now we look at the relationship between God and man. And the first question we'll look at today is, what covenant did God make with Adam? What covenant did God make with Adam? And the answer is the covenant of life. The covenant of life. And you are asking the question, what is a covenant? What is a covenant? We don't use this word a lot. What is a covenant? And that's the next question. What is a covenant? A covenant is a relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by his word. A relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by his word. And we've looked at this before, this idea that God is the creator and we are his creatures. We are a part of his creation. And this is important, that there's a gap and divide between us, between God and man. And that God, we cannot make that gap to come across to God, because God is our creator. We can't do that. We're not able to do that. God is bigger, powerful, stronger. God is the one who establishes a covenant, this relationship. God establishes this relationship with us, that God is the one who does that. So God establishes this relationship with us, but then he also guarantees it by his word. Now we do this all the time when we do promises. I promise across my heart, hope to die, or a pinky promise. We might promise to do something. That we make words and we promise that we'll do something. We'll promise we'll be your friends forever. I promise that I'm telling the truth. And we sometimes break those promises, because sometimes we don't actually do what we promise we will do. Our words, we're unable to do them. But God guarantees them by his word. And God never breaks his promises. God never breaks his promises. What he says he will do, he will do. God makes that promise and follows through with it. We don't. We might make a promise and not do what we say we will do, but God always does. And throughout the Bible, this is why a covenant is so important, because we have the covenant of life here, but then we also have the covenant of grace, which we look at later. But the covenant is so important because God always says what he says he will do. That God is faithful. God is steadfast. God is truthful. God never lies. So therefore, if God says he will do it, he will do it. And that's important when we look at the covenant, when we look at a covenant, that we can break our promises, but God never breaks his promise.